The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
In the midst of a busy schedule, correspondence almost always gets the squeeze out. My two rights get moved lower and lower on the list of things to do until, well, a year or two ago, the battle to write or not to write resulted in a lesson which, I hope, will last a lifetime. The object of this self-debated correspondence was a dear lady in another state, a lady that I had met several years ago at a retreat, a lady whom I had immediately recognized as being a gem, a lady who had a lovely face, a slim, lovely form, a lady who had a beautiful musical talent which she used radiantly for the Lord. A lady who in everything exemplified a radiant spirit of love for the Lord Jesus Christ. A lady who was always happy in the Lord. A lady, moreover, who was uncommonly balanced, balancing off good, sound common sense with real spirituality. All in all, this dear woman was a shining example of Christian womanhood. After that retreat at which I met her, she and I enjoyed rare but blessed contact. And what about the obligation for correspondence? Well, when it hit me, it weighed very heavily upon me, because, you see, I received the shocking news that this dear lady, this gem of a Christian, had been stricken with cancer. That very year, I spoke again at a retreat at the same campsite where I had met her earlier. But by that time, the cancer had kept her away. How greatly she was missed at that retreat. Then, after her initial treatment, she made a visit here to Bob Jones University. And I was amazed, blessed, and rebuked by seeing that she was still positive, glowing, and using her talents endlessly for the Lord. After she left from that visit, I felt strongly impressed to write. I wanted, you see, to express my love, my appreciation, and my prayers. But time seemed against me. It was so fleeting, so full. Nevertheless, one evening I finally made and took the time. And I confess, my letter to that lady was tearfully written. Her reply came very soon, and today it's kept among my sentimental treasures. A short letter, but it was a happy letter, a letter in which she joked about her deteriorating appearance, a letter in which she told of her appreciation for my having written, an optimistic letter, a letter in which she sweetly expressed her submission to God's will. 6 weeks later, that dear lady went home to be with the Lord. I am so glad that I made the time to write that letter. Oh, I owed her an expression of Christian love and admiration, but in return, my letter brought her radiant response and the memory of a blessed life ministry.
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.